I know Azarek Coffs will be happy with that. Been texting in all morning, but Chelsea 2, Manchester City 1. So Liverpool have won the title for the first time in 30 years at long last, amidst near misses there, particularly in 2009 and 2014. Robbie Slater, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, guys. That was, for me, that's very emotional. Obviously, I was born in Liverpool and my parents immigrated as 10-pound Poms in the 60s, and obviously your heritage and your roots always are very special. And as a kid, I got up for all the famous cup finals and victories that Liverpool had in the late 70s and 80s. And of course, I was lucky enough to go over there and even win the thing when Liverpool hadn't. And it's just incredible. It's been 30 years. But finally, and everyone said it's going to be a bit of an anticlimax, and of course, points-wise, I guess it is. They were always going to win it, being so many ahead. But, you know, with the suspension of the league and the uncertainty around everything with COVID-19, people were saying that it's going to be tainted, it's going to be an anticlimax. But when you see those pictures from Liverpool and you see the reaction of the players who were watching that Chelsea game, I think you can see how much it means to those people and all the Liverpool fans around the world. It's very emotional, and that song hits right to the core. But I tell you what, if you're a Liverpool fan, Australian-based, you're having a very, very good football morning.
Yeah, congratulations, Robbie, and to all the Liverpool fans. I guess that was probably the one thing that I was keen to get your take on. For a lot of Australian sporting fans that haven't been lucky enough to go to the UK and actually see the support of, you know, teams like Liverpool, how special is this to, for them to feel a part of it, Robbie, as well?
Yeah, look, it's very special. And, Kaiki, I don't know if one of you guys were maybe there, Gerard. Maybe you were there when Liverpool toured here at the MCG. They played at the MCG. Mm, yeah. And the rendition of You'll Never Walk Alone. Now, there was a lot of AFL fans and a lot of people like that, if you want, in corporates watching it. But the rendition of You'll Never Walk Alone before Liverpool played Melbourne Victory was absolutely extraordinary in front of a full house at the MCG. So Liverpool is the biggest supported team around the world by a country mile. In this country, the biggest supported team. Of course, United have a lot of fans as well. But Liverpool has just got something about it. And I think parents who have children now who are... I've got a boy in his 24 now. And, he's been a Liverpool fan because of me. They had no choice, these kids, growing up in this country with so many Liverpool fans, but they've had to endure 30 years since they've won it. And now they've finally won it, so it's only going to reinforce their place. But great moment for Liverpool Football Club. Not in the best of circumstances, but I'm not going to go into all that, but still, it's their title, and it's not even close. It's a record points margin it's going to be. So they've got all sorts of records they can now chase now that the Premier League trophy is safely theirs.
Well, it's reason for double celebration for you this morning, Rob. Women's World Cup, mate. Well done.
No, that is sensational. And this will be the biggest tournament hosted in this country since the Olympics in 2000. It is massive, the FIFA Women's World Cup now. The last one in France drew over a billion spectators. The women's game is growing and growing. The Matildas are already everyone's favourite team or favourite other team if you support another national team. But your favourite other team, no matter what code you follow, seems to be the Matildas. Sam Kerr's a superstar here. So the Matildas are already very popular in Australia. But you wait till 2023 and the build-up to it. Hopefully this COVID-19 will be well behind us, because the boost it's going to give to the economy with international travellers will be absolutely sensational for the country as well. So it's a great thing for every Australian to get behind, as they did with the Olympics in 2000. And this will be, believe you me, one very, very special event.
Who do you like this weekend in the Premier League, Robbie?
Don't ask me. My tips were awful last night, but you know what? I don't care. I didn't manage to beat Chelsea. I had a good night the night before, but as I said, I don't really care about. I had to tip Manchester City, otherwise Chelsea wouldn't have won. That's the way we always say it. But look, this weekend's it's the FA Cup weekend, there's only one Premier League game. And I think it's Villa. I'm not sure because I've been concentrating on the FA Cup. It's quarter final time, and some big games there, of course. Sheffield United playing Manchester United. You've got Arsenal in action as well. You've got Leicester against is it Chelsea or Manchester City? But quarter final time because
Chelsea.
So with the Premier League starting, we've sort of forgotten a little bit about the FA Cup, but. Yeah, so it's not. Sorry, I got that wrong. Norwich City against Manchester United. You've got Sheffield Arsenal, Leicester City, Chelsea, and then you've got Manchester City up against Newcastle. So it'll be interesting to see how City bounce back after, well, let's be brutally honest. They shouldn't be too disappointed because I think everyone knew Liverpool were going to win it. But they do host Liverpool next week, the champions, as we can now call them. But it's all eyes on the FA Cup this weekend.
Well, looking forward to seeing City give Liverpool a guard of honour next week, Robbie. It's a beautiful morning. Thanks for talking to us.
It is. Look, Ian, thank you very much. And just apologies to my cross on Wednesday morning. What you wouldn't know, because I got a lot of calls from people saying, what was wrong with you? You sounded distant and hesitant. And I said, well, I was actually, my kids were riding to school for the first ever time and I was following them. I'm trying to get them to stop at every street, and I was talking to you guys. So that's great parenting. And anyway,
you're the best, mate.
And if you couldn't see my face, I'm like looking at Indy, going, don't cross the car. So apologies for that. So you guys have a great weekend.
Hey, parenting first.
And as we always say on Friday, Laurie, it's windy.
I know, Rob. I know. You go and enjoy your afternoon at the Dribblers.
I'll be having a few beers at the Dribblers.
See you, buddy.
Great stuff, Robbie.